Go ahead.
I'm recording.
Okay. Where's Jeffrey?
He's here. No. He's thinking.
Take it when you drink.
I know that. Now I lost your audio.
Who, me?
No, I had my mic on mute because I cleared my throat like 3 minutes ago and just never unmuted it because I had nothing to add to the conversation. I was like, oh, all right.
Well, I was just catching up with Ray, you know.
No, I get it. I was just commenting that his picture and his audio really are a lot better. That's just nuts.
Yeah.
Definitely. I had the same issue trying to do the show through my Chromebook, though. Like, I thought it could handle it, just it couldn't handle it, you know? My laptop handles it, no problem. My phone could handle it, no problem.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, isn't it? How quick that's changing. I started recording again, and Ray disappears.
Just start without him. Let's just do it. We got to get the show on the road.
All right. Oh,
he's back. That for the pineapple.
Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Jeffrey and Brian show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. Once again, we got Ray with us. Ray's usually the quiet guy in the corner.
With a pineapple, he's
busy chopping up his pineapple.
I want to make a comment real quick that I cannot believe it's episode 30 of the second season. How long did it take us to get 30 episodes into the first season?
Actually, that probably didn't take long because when we first started that show, we were habitually getting absolutely blasted every Friday, Saturday night, recording it and then publishing it.
Yeah, well, you were coming to my house. We were watching UFC and everything beforehand. Yes.
Yeah, we had a whole, exactly. We had a whole setup for that.
But I think, but we've definitely been more consistent this time around and getting an episode out every week, whether it's on a Friday or a Saturday. I think we might have missed like 1 week in the process.
But we did do a bonus. Episodes. We did do a bonus half episode once right before the election.
That's true. But,
oh, he forgot to hit mute.
I got it.
You can do that?
Yes, you can too. You're a co-host.
I'm gonna have to figure out how to do that.
And so if you have participants up, you can go over and ask to unmute or mute. You know, when you got your participants screen up.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I can ask to unmute, I think it says.
Well, that's because I just muted him.
Oh, all right. So I can't unmute him, though.
You can.
No, it just says ask to unmute.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can't. But that's good because he's off in limbo land right now. So
He'll come back.
Because whenever you're the host or the co-host.
We'll circle back with you directly. I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
I love it.
I was ready with it that time.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's time to lose his hat. It was cold in here when I
started. Now you've had a few beers.
Exactly. And goofing off a little bit. And, you know, just my body heat in this room.
Yeah.
All
right. So
a lot of stuff happened. None of it was really, really a big deal, but some of it kind of was.
It was a pretty slow news week when it came right down to it. I mean, we got the big third stimulus, blah, 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 you know.
Oh, he's so generous.
Made his first public address to the public, you know.
That's usually who public addresses are made to. It's usually addressing the public.
Oh, okay. I may have had a few drinks already tonight.
I
was over at a friend's house at a campfire before I got here. So.
Campfire is the perfect place to drink beer. I don't understand.
Exactly.
Oh, all right.
Except he decided he'd bring all his children over and empty their recycling bin into the fire. So.
Then it's time for you to go home because they're not your kids.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much how it went.
That's exactly. Oh, I am not looking forward to having to clean up her mess when everyone else just leaves. Like, that ain't my kid, not my problem.
So what, where do you want to go first?
Well, did you hear Major God himself and Champ kicked out of the White House?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, in a biting incident. Now, why did Champ get in trouble, huh? Why did Champ get punished when Champ is a good boy?
Well, I've seen a lot of memes about this situation already. His trainer says that he was introduced to the White House too soon.
I don't even understand what that's supposed to mean, but sure.
I mean, come on, let's get realistic about these White House pets. It's all about public perception and publicity.
All right.
I mean, nobody made a big deal about Trump not having pets at the White House, but every other administration has to have a cat or a dog there, blah, blah, blah. Who really cares in the end?
I don't.
What does it really matter?
I don't know, but what do you think of what I just did with the Google Doc thing there?
I'm not there. Yep. Let me go.
Oh,
there.
Sorry. Instead of putting a star next to it, I highlighted that sucker.
Woo!
So you can't miss that we've done it.
Yep. No, you can't. Like, we were missing the star. But, you know, I mean, one of the dogs was a rescue dog. So
that's the one that bit, I think.
And, you know, so that creates an issue right there, you know, because it's obviously had issues in the past, but it doesn't matter to me. I mean, this is a fluff piece to me. I don't give two shits about the dogs being at the White House or in Delaware. You know, apparently there's rumors going around that Biden just bought a new complex someplace else for like $3 million.
I thought he went back to Ohio or Pennsylvania or whatever. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
It doesn't freaking matter anyway. It's a fluff peef, and these are the hard hitting stories.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous because that's not a hard hitting story at all.
Yeah.
Getting to see the after pineapple situation. The pineapple has been carved and now he's eating it.
Yeah.
Send some our way.
By the way, playing around with the settings on all this stuff last week when we were doing our thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I found out what if I change the view settings as I'm recording this, it'll change it in what actually records. That did not turn you horizontal, unfortunately. You are just sideways.
You did
now.
That yourself.
I know. I did it.
Yeah. I think it might be because he entered with it in the portrait mode instead of entering in landscape, but that's weird. It should automatically turn, shouldn't it?
Depends on how he's got his phone set up.
Speaking of.
Oh, we're going there now?
Why not? That's a perfect segue.
I thought we were talking about dogs at the White House.
Actually, I do want to bring up that. When I go through the different ways that the views I have, it does record that way.
All right.
So I can like change like if it's the individual boxes. In terms of the video anyway. I know only a handful of people do the video version, but it's available. But anyway. Ray, what's up with this new phone of yours?
Well, I was looking for a replacement for my old phone, the J3. I never buy the flagship phone. I usually buy the one under. I did my research and I like the Galaxy XA11.
Yeah.
And I went to Target. Well, I went to Best Buy to get one. Well, prepaid one, you know, and they didn't have it. Like, oh, you have to go to this other store to get it. Like, it was way out of my way. Like, nah, I'm not going to buy this. So me and my wife decided to go to Target afterwards to buy some stuff that we need.
Target. Really? Okay.
Yeah, and they got the AT&T store in there. And, you know, they got those guys. They got like, hey, how much you paying? Like, and just here for my prepaid phone, you know, that I'm looking for.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden it turns into you. Oh, for the same that money you're paying for the prepaid thing, you can just have this, and you're like, oh crap, you got me.
You got me, yeah.
It's like you got me.
And which company did you go with?
AT&T. Oh,
okay.
CNN.
Nice.
Basically.
Well, you don't have to listen to their crap. You can use it to do whatever you want. I'm a big fan of the Galaxy series, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is a Google-based system, but you could easily install a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I use a lot of DuckDuckGo and Bing for search myself because, to be honest, I'm not getting the same results when I search with Google anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I turned you on to DuckDuckGo a long time ago, so...
But anyways,
the camera.
I like the A11. Got a lot of features. The S type. I mean, it came for 25 months. I only pay like $50 a month, so it's not bad. I get a free phone, so that's included with it.
It's not a free phone. You were paying for it for 25 months.
No, yeah. His wife got a phone too.
Oh, no,
it's like a one get one free thing.
Holy crap,
no, she got her own plan, so it's just me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So the free phone you got, just like our stimulus check. The money. It was your own money you're getting back. Right? But it's nice to get it, though. It is your money. You may as well, you know what I mean, get it back, I suppose. By the way, dude, I'm getting hooked. Oh, shit. Sorry, I swung at a bug and hit my microphone. I'm getting a fat federal check this year.
Because you never got the stimulus, the first two stimuluses before?
No, I don't. That's very true. Plus, I didn't even bother filing last year because I was owed a little bit of money. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. It's not worth my effort. I got that little bit. Plus, my stimulus I didn't get.
Okay.
Plus, I was taxed at one tax bracket, but then didn't work for three of those months of the year.
Yeah.
So I only earned the tax bracket below it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a 5-digit refund.
Nice.
It's going to go to pay for a lot of debt, unfortunately, immediately, but it's nice that I've never seen.
I'm looking at a 4-digit tax. I'm looking at a 4-digit bill. So.
yeah, exactly. that 5-digit refund didn't last very long, did it?
Since I'm self-employed, I don't get a whole lot of refunds. So,
I cashed or deposited my Massachusetts refund yesterday or today, I think. And it was, I don't know, $800 total.
Yeah.
It just drove me nuts at how much money Massachusetts takes from me. And then I don't work for 3 months. And the only difference is $800. Like, I refuse to accept that. That was the only, you know what I mean? I was like, no, I refuse to accept that. That was
I've always known Massachusetts by another name. So
Taxachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't this little pocket of Mass that I love so much, I wouldn't be, that and my family, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen this part.
It really boiled down to, going up there to, be with your dad and other family, That's why you decided to move, so.
Well, you've been up here, though.
It's a unique area of Massachusetts.
Yeah, definitely. This particular part of Massachusetts is different than pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah.
And it's a deep forest in the middle of
Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly. Like a very urban state.
Yeah.
And you, the dude used to be on the show with us, went down to Sean's family's house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole bunch of windy.
Yeah, because I was there for when Sean and Katie got married, so.
Yeah, and that's that is a whole bunch of windy roads.
Yep.
With 150-foot trees on either side of the road.
It's very unique for that area of the country.
Like, where am I? He's like, 4 minutes ago, I was on the interstate.
Yep.
I am. We have special pizza here, too.
Oh, yeah. It's the Popsies pizza.
Poopsies. But yeah, the bar pizza. But anyway, sorry, I got us way off track.
That's what people listen to the show for.
I know. We do get crazy windstorms here, though, for some reason.
Sorry.
I thought you had something for us.
No, just opening up my laptop.
Commercials and yada.
Well, should we move into the big news of the week then?
What's
that? The royal press conference from Oprah Winfrey.
Sure. I didn't listen. I didn't watch the interview.
Who did?
A lot of people, apparently. Apparently, everyone besides us.
Not me. I didn't care. I gave up on caring about the royal family in 1776. So.
Okay. I don't care, really. I mean, I don't believe most of what she says because I think I feel like she's playing the victim card.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't realize she wasn't white.
Oh, yeah. She's not white. She's black.
I did not know that.
When that royal wedding was getting ready to happen, that was a big deal, you know, that she's going to be like the first black member of the royal family.
I didn't pay attention to the wedding. When I looked at her, I did not see a black woman. I saw a white woman. And apparently she's an actress.
Yes, she is.
I have never heard of her before.
That doesn't mean she's not one.
Okay, I understand that. That's very true. I mean, you know,
just because you don't get paid for it, I could consider myself an actor, you know, whether I've had any roles or not, you know.
Is she okay? Is she a professional actress?
Yeah, in a couple of shows. Suits.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew who she was as I watched the show. Is on USA. Suits.
Suits.
Like,
okay.
Suits.
She was in Suits. Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. She's the girlfriend, the protagonist in the show.
All right.
Does that phone of yours do 5G?
Yeah, I hook up to my Wi-Fi through 5G.
Well, your Wi-Fi sucks. Switch to 5G.
I was just going to say, do you have 5G where you are?
Your LTE might be better than your Wi-Fi.
All right, how about now?
That's better.
We lost the picture, though.
He's turning it back on.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you know, everybody was making a big deal about how the royal family in England felt about it and how about this and that, you know, and these stories keep going on and on and on, and they're like, blah, 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 blah. Who really cares about this? And look at how much money CBS paid Oprah to do the interview.
People do care, man.
In America?
Well, I don't know how much they care, but there's a whole lot of stuff that can be brought up about this. Like, I'm smiling because I'm thinking of like 19 directions to go from here.
Okay.
Well, the Piers Morgan thing was about this, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was.
But I'm also thinking that the Queen couldn't have another one killed.
Okay.
It is now regretting. Kill and die. Maybe that's why they came to live in the U.S. because it's way harder to kill someone in a tunnel crash, you know?
Oh, I think they came to the U.S. to make a name for themselves away from
make a name family. For themselves, their literal royalty.
And they got to keep their titles when they left.
Did they? I thought they weren't allowed to.
No, they got to keep them. It was part of their agreement when they left. They got to keep their titles. They can actually lose their titles because of this interview now if the Queen decides to yank them.
Why would you? Now, okay. Again, I don't care a lot, but I will say that this is the wrong reason, but it is far beyond time that the United Kingdom got rid of a bloodline system in its government.
The bloodline system in the government is totally self-funded now. They're not taking any money from the people of the United Kingdom.
Like the Vatican, almost. The independent.
And the Queen is really a figurehead that holds all the different areas together. It's really...
The Queen has weird powers in weird situations.
Yes.
Like wartime,
for example. She doesn't have, like, the powers that the President of the United States has.
I'm not sure what they all are, but I do know that she has weird authority in wartime that's, like, kingdom-wide, not England-wide. And I'm not sure exactly what that entails. I'm sure my English friend, my Australian friends, if any of them listen, will give me the what for. But I brought this up. I was like, maybe, oh, good God. Finally, now the UK monarchy is falling. Spain next. And my Australian buddy was like, up my butt in a second, defending the UK monarchy. I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah. I don't believe a quarter of what came out on that interview with Oprah.
So you side with Piers Morgan?
Yes.
Because that's what he said.
Let's hear it.
He doesn't believe anything she said, and she made this up to play a victim card.
Yeah.
To become famous.
Yeah, and I'm sure CBS paid them money to be on the interview too, you know, just like they paid Oprah to do the interview.
Hold on.
Let's hear it.
And I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program, a number of times. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay. I'm done with this.
No, it's all right.
No,
sorry. Do you know what? That's
pathetic. You can trash me, maybe not my.
No. I'm being.
Sorry. Can't this do this.
Absolutely diabolical behavior.
First of all, that's absolutely diabolical behavior. That sounds like a Bond villain. But I love it. The guy just got up and walked off on his own show, and he's like, "You can trash me, but not on my own show."
He's already a letter of resignation. He's not coming back to Good Morning Britain. You know?
Obviously, I got a feeling they weren't going to let him back after that. Like, he walked off the job, but you pretty much aren't allowed back after that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you don't see that conviction very often, like on air news. I'm not a big Piers Morgan fan, you know, because of some of the things he did on CNN.
He's very controversial.
But I mean, he I don't know.
You talk about when he did on CNN in terms of when he filled in for Dennis Leary, was it? Dennis?
I don't know.
He filled in.
He used to have his own show on CNN for a while.
Yeah, he filled in for someone who died. The guy with the suspenders.
Oh, Larry King.
Larry King. That's the one I was looking for. Oh, my God. I'm Larry King.
But I mean, you know, this guy was making a decent amount of money on Good Morning Britain, and it must really mean something to him to just walk away from that money.
Well, he was supporting the monarchy, or defending him at least.
Exactly.
Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that he likes the monarchy.
No. In this instance, he goes for the monarchy, you know? Compared to Meghan Markle and whatever her husband's name is, you know, who have now got money coming from Netflix. They're going to get a Netflix series.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got a hell of a story to tell. No matter what happens or how this turns out, they got a hell of a story to sell. So, I love it too, though, is like she's playing the oppressed minority in this story. It's like, aren't you a duchess?
Yeah, she is.
All right, don't get me wrong. People are kicked for being the wrong color in plenty of places, but she's uh, She's literal royalty. And by marriage, not even bloodline, through a marriage. So it was like, you know, I this had to be a choice made, and we're still going to play the race card. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe Ray should speak up more on this. As much as racist as that sounds, but he's the, quote, minority of us three.
You know what I mean? Definitely is. There's no doubt about it. We're white. He is not.
Anyways, I think she's just a little, I think whenever they ask her the race question, like how, what did the kids will look like? I think they were referring to like, hey, is it going to be like the facial picture from the daddy or the mommy, you know, like that, because usually that's what people ask, you know, like, hey, what would your kid will look like? You know, what kind of features the baby going to pick up from the daddy or the mom?
Well, and they're also worried about, are your children going to have red hair or are you going to be like normal people and drown them?
Yeah. So it's just, I think she just, it's just, you cannot ask any question because it would take it racially. Like, really? That's why are you going to take this? And probably that's the entire question was like, hey, what your kids will look like, you know, are they going to be tall, dark, short, you know, chubby or what, you know?
How but can you tell?
Thing they got in, you know? The only thing she got in mind is race, yeah. You know?
So her whole focus is race.
Yeah.
I see, where were you when we did that whole thing with that, with the whole 30-minute segment about talking about everything was tied to race, man? You would have been very helpful.
I got an old shitty laptop, and that's where I was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You were there.
But he's not there anymore. He's upgraded.
Dude, I saw some really cool shit for like you said, not just the stand with the lights and all that crazy stuff. They were pretty cheap. By the way, if you don't care, if you want to wait 6 months on, you can get that stuff on Wish. For like 20 bucks, but you might have to wait 6 months for it. Well, I was looking at some Wish stuff because, like, maybe he just needs like,
of course
a camera
you were.
Or a microphone or something. Yeah, I'll just send it straight to his house.
I get a dildo instead of what I wanted. Like, great, this is not what I wanted.
Well, I mean, like I was saying earlier, I was trying to use the Chromebook before to do the show, and I was like, it didn't have the processing power to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But your phone does.
Yeah, but my phone did, and obviously his brand new phone.
Yeah.
I'm excited to I want to learn about that camera, man. Like, I got an awesome camera on my phone that does two different high speeds, I think 980 and 1150 frames per second.
Well, you know, I'm the odd man out, so
I'm pretty sure his is even better than mine in terms of a high speed. I can record 1 second and make it look like 3 minutes when it's played out.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nuts watching a flame dance, you know?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, sorry, I got us way off track. But apparently with this this whole Oprah thing, apparently it's offensive now for a white person to post a meme of Oprah from this.
Of course.
Yes, from this Oprah interview. It's digital blackface.
Everything is getting canceled now.
Yeah, actually, you know what's funny is I thought I was setting up a whole 10-minute conversation about cancel culture. Actually,
yeah.
We could use it as a decent transition, I think.
Go Pepe Le Pew and the Speedy Gonzalez.
Well, we can go there, actually. I was going to go to Cuomo.
Oh, we can do both. Like,
yeah, let's do the Pepe Le Pew. So a confused skunk is just trying to get laid. And now we got to cancel it. Like, I don't know. That kind of sounds kind of not even racist or sexist, but I'm getting a weird feedback.
Because he's got his laptop on, too. You got to mute one of them.
I got it.
all right, sorry. I'm I'm going to cut bits and pieces out of a whole bunch of different episodes of us laughing and coming up with funny stuff. And make like an opening sequence, and hopefully we can do that, our own custom opening sequence instead of royalty-free music.
Oh, you want me to switch things up, huh?
Maybe. Maybe I'll just do it on my YouTube because I don't have your royalty music, free music as you. We transitioned. Where did we just get to? We went from...
We were on the royal family. I don't know where you went while I was peeing.
It could have gone to Cuomo or something else.
We didn't... We never talked about Cuomo.
No, it was after you left. Crap, that sucks.
There's only one red mark on the document, so I don't
know. I know. Well, we hadn't actually gotten there yet. But, we mentioned the digital blackface. We definitely mentioned that. Like, that's a better color. Oh, geez. Yeah, we mentioned the digital blackface, how using an Oprah meme is now racist.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely hilarious. I read the article, but it really did. It was boring and it pissed me off at the same time, which I didn't even know was possible.
Yes, it is.
What's this? Oh, here we go. Did you look at this? The vaccine, the fact sheet for recipients and caregivers, emergency use authorization, the EUA of the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, an individual 16 years of age or older, from the FDA.gov.
I'm sure it's a who. I mean, I love how everybody's saying that the vaccine's safe and it's FDA approved.
Oh, I was just going to say, go ahead and click on that link.
I'm on the link.
All right. Now scroll down to the bottom of the...
approved this vaccine.
Yeah, scroll down to the bottom. Basically, anybody getting
this vaccine is a member of the military at this point. They are a guinea pig.
The bottom of the first page. What is the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine? The blah, 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 vaccine is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19.
Yeah.
There is no FDA approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. This was really revised on 25 February 2021.
I see that.
Yep, there you go, from FDA.gov.
Yeah. Everybody's running around saying, hey, the vaccine's safe. Even President Biden said it in his press conference. Take your vaccine, get your shot as soon as you can, blah, 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 blah. This is like a version of the anthrax vaccine for the military. And this is why, and for some reason, I don't know how it got through this time, is when anthrax came through, there was no choosing whether you could get it or not in the military. You had to get it. The military has actually been given the choice for COVID-19. And a lot of people ain't getting it. Like, the three of us ain't getting it. You know? Oh. I want to wait 2-3 years down the road and see what happens to the people that got it before I get it.
Where is the captain of the Roosevelt?
Towards the top of the sheet.
If you know where it is, go ahead and bring that up. There you go. Captain Crozier. Of the USS Roosevelt. He was the one who got in a ton of trouble.
Yeah.
If any of you guys remember any of the details.
I do.
All right, because I remember he got in a lot of trouble because he insisted on going ashore or something like that.
He sent an email to the press.
That's right. He leaked stuff.
Arguing and complaining about how the military, specifically the Department of Navy, was handling the situation on his ship.
Yeah, that is.
So he got fired from his job.
That makes sense.
Because he didn't use the chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
So they say.
Well, this sure article just came out with a ton of... I'm sure
he
did,
and he got so frustrated with the chain of command that he bypassed it to get the word out.
I mean, apparently his crew is
Roosevelt was stuck in Guam for months because there were so many people that were getting sick that they moved him off the ship, put him in barracks on Guam, and the ship couldn't function with the amount of people that were missing from the ship.
Yeah, no, it was that, but you couldn't. The idea was you'd send them out to hotels. The people that, you know, what that had to be.
Well, they were put them in barracks. They put them in barracks during Guam.
Yeah, no, exactly. And Guam couldn't handle it because Guam's a little tiny top of a volcanic mountain just sticking out of the ocean. You know what I mean? Tiny.
Yeah.
It couldn't handle it. Really, Guam couldn't handle an aircraft carrier trying to live on that island. I mean, it sounds ridiculous because they live on an aircraft carrier, but that's a different life. But yeah, it turns out the captain had been speaking or sending emails back and forth with the admiral the whole time. But what's going on? And there's nowhere to go. And they're getting sicker and sicker and it's spreading. And I don't know. I don't know if you read that Task and Purpose article I sent you.
No.
Oh. But apparently they was proven right. The captain has been proven right that he should have been at least reinstated as the commanding officer because he went through all the proper channels and the Navy didn't care.
Yeah, they did. Now, has he retired already or is he still in the on active duty?
I'm pretty sure he's been decommissioned.
No, he's going to be allowed to retire.
According to them, he jumped the chain of command.
Doesn't
and
matter.
Leaked it,
officers are always good.
And leaked it to the public. That's the same thing as selling to the enemy.
All right. I'm going to look up his name while you continue talking about something.
There you go. All right. Well, Ray, you got something you want to talk about? I'm excited to have you back.
Thank you. No, not really. Just
no, not really. We just started.
I know. I just listened to you guys going on and on. The cancel culture, how they want to eliminate cartoons nowadays. They're scenes offensive.
That's what we were talking about. It was Pepe, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pepe,
Speedy Gonzalez, and how they're going after Pepe for being a harasser of the cat, the black cat, but. You know, now it's funny how that coincidence aligned up with that what's going on with Cuomo acting up, you know, the way he does.
So where's the line between sexual harasser and sexually confused? Because to me, Pepe Le Pew was a foreign immigrant who's confused about his sexuality. Now someone else is telling me that he's a rapist.
Yeah, I know.
Whose butt hurts the most, right?
Yeah.
I suppose the actual rape victim.
Yeah, and also they're going after Speedy Gonzalez because as Minister representing the Mexican community and stuff like that, even though the current actor for the new Space Jam movie is Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, he's like, hey, I got no problem with the character, you know, I like it, it's a representation, even though it doesn't represent us correctly, but it represents us, you know, it's an image of us, you know. Don't just cancel me for no reason, you know, because you don't, you feel, you know, like usually the white liberals that feel offended by every, by somebody else, other people racist.
Well, what I've had fun doing is pointing out and saying that it seems that only these minority group mascots and cartoons are being canceled. And, you know, Mr. Clean, and Wendy from Wendy's is still running strong.
Yeah, eliminating every other culture, but, you know, except the white people.
While we're saying get rid of it because it's racist, because it's not white.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to say that out loud because they're afraid of getting called racist, but that seems to be what's happening around us. You don't see Little Debbie losing her job, do you?
No.
They got rid of Uncle Ben in a hurry, though, didn't they?
And Jemima.
They cancel all the people for the color of the skin. That's what they're doing. Basically.
I got something right here that I never brought, didn't put in the topic list to have fresh ideas. What's this is the way I look at it these days is this is why I don't really side with the Republicans. It's because I don't think there are any more Republicans in terms of people holding office. There's only Democrat white. I mean, you got Cocaine Mitch going up. Well, slow down there, Democrats. Don't need to go so quick. We need to think about this. But they don't do diddly. They have plenty of chances to roll back gun control legislation under Trump. They did nothing. Not only that, they put extra gun control measures on under Trump with the bump stock. And that was stupid. You know it was.
Yep.
This is why I'm getting more and more pissed at the Republicans, because I don't even think that they're spineless. I don't think they exist anymore. You have a bunch of people that ran for office with ideas that weren't mainstream, but nobody can seem to, doesn't seem to be a Republican Party. It just, it's all they do is slow down the Democrats.
So who do you vote for if you don't vote for Republicans?
I vote for candidates.
Okay. What candidates?
Sometimes they have an R next to the names. Sometimes they don't. Problem is, I don't get to hear most candidates because they don't have $5 million to run for a local office. You know what I mean?
So when do you start your campaign?
Where am I going to pull $5 million out of to run for a state office?
You don't need $5 million.
I'm going to do it. I'm Donald Trump, and I can do this online. How would I get my message out to run? You know what I mean? I put my name on a ticket. Nobody looks at the who's on the ticket. You would have to stand yourself up from everyone else in advance.
Okay.
And how do you do that without money?
There's ways.
Yeah, be a viral sensation.
That could be you.
Had I figured out how to do that, we would be viral sensations.
Figure out people are listening to the show from Louisiana and Pennsylvania.
I was actually going to bring that up. And I'm getting some views. I'm getting some views on YouTube, too. People are listening.
Yeah, they are.
People want to hear ideas. The people are excited about this, exactly this, because they know that the television is just giving you a bunch of giant bag of BS, you know?
Yep.
But you got to agree, man, that the Republicans haven't done crap in years. All they do is slow down the Democrats.
For the most part, yeah.
What have they done?
The latest tax cut.
And Biden's not gonna undo it.
He can't. This ain't. In order to undo it, he's got to push through a whole new legislation. They will not be able to use budget reconciliation to do it. So that's the only reason why they got this latest, stimulus package through, was they pushed it through on budget reconciliation with no $15 minimum wage, which pissed off a lot of people on the Democrat Party, including Bernie Sanders.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of money. But you know what? I don't mind the federal government saying that the federal government will not pay an employee less than $15 an hour.
It's not up to the federal government.
No. That bill was only supposed to be to federal employees, I thought.
No, they wanted to push it through nationwide. That was going to be the new federal minimum employment bill.
Here's the question. Who would that hurt more? Would that hurt West Virginia or like New York more by raising the minimum wage $15 an hour?
Well, I think New York's already there, so it ain't going to hurt them. It's going to hurt small businesses when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, so like West Virginia, the mom and pop shop next to the coal mine.
The people that, you know, hire people that actually have jobs, but they can't afford them, you know, they're not making a profit, huge profit on, you know, $10 away minimum wage, you know?
Well, Massachusetts is 13 and a quarter, I think. I think we looked it up last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think it's at 13 and a quarter. Now I'm tempted to look it up again.
Go for it. I'm going to take a break.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's like your third time.
Drinking beer for hours. I went to a fire before the show.
We're going to get you a catheter bag.
Well, Ray promised it. I ain't got it in the
mail yet. Ray, you got anything to add? Anything you want to anywhere you want to go?
No, let's see. The minimum wage. Yeah, it's going to hurt a lot of people. I cannot believe they want to push this. I guess it's just for the big corporations, you know, to help them out, to boost them out, just to kill the mini companies and those tiny companies.
I don't know, though. You really think that Amazon is competing with the local convenience store down the street?
Nah, they're not. I mean, I feel guilty ordering stuff from Amazon, but I still do it because it's so convenient, you know?
True, but I mean, convenient. A lot of stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that you insist on purchasing in person. You know what I mean?
Well, because I like to see it before I buy it, you know, like, hey, what am I purchasing, you know? I hate buying something and it's not what I'm expecting. Like, man, this sucks. I want to return it, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I also like to have this instant gratification. Like, I got it now. I don't have to wait on the mail like 2 days for it to get it here, you know?
And that's that's one thing that makes Amazon so popular. You know, if you have Amazon Prime, you got it with 2 days with free shipping, you know?
Yeah.
And Amazon Prime doesn't cost that much, and you get like a television service with it.
Yeah. Free Hulu.
Well, yeah. That's new. Or to whatever, because we got Amazon Prime a while ago for the television service.
Right.
Excuse me. And then we got free 2-day shipping or whatever.
Yep.
Like, holy crap, are you kidding me? We got Hulu maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Because it was with ESPN Plus and Disney.
Yeah.
By the way, ESPN Plus is garbage. Garbage.
I like UFC, so I've been thinking about getting it. And now I get it as a Hulu add-on for like $6 a month. So
you don't get to watch it live, though. You can only watch past recorded stuff.
I'm fine with that because if you haven't figured it out by now, most UFC fights are on Saturday nights between 8 and midnight. And guess where we are on Saturday nights between 8 and midnight?
True. By the way, apparently last week when we did this, there was a pay-per-view event. Dude got DQ'd for an illegal knee to the face. Opponent. Did you see that video?
No.
Dude, it was brutal. Oh, it was a brutal knee to the face. It was funny because Joe Rogan was like, some of the fighters get confused with the rules sometimes. And he watched the video. He goes, wait a minute, hold on. Because I was like, no, dude, even the guy who's like the big deal in the sport, when he goes, hold on, wait a second.
Yeah.
How's the dude with all the adrenaline pumping in a competition supposed to be right? You know what I mean? Sorry, I did mean to go off on a UFC tangent. We've never brought up MMA, and which hilarious is this was a huge part of this show for the longest time was back MMA.
Back in the day, it was. Yep.
It was always sit down and watch the fight for like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
And drink beer the whole time.
Exactly. to make our actual podcast more entertaining.
And then hit record, like, hey, did you see this shit?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't mind bringing UFC back into the show, you know. I know that it is what it is, you know. It ain't like the big role it used to play, but it is what brought us together in the beginning to do the show.
There you go. And it's funny, as I was thinking about it earlier, and we brought it up a couple of times about changing the name of the show to involve Ray's name in the show. But like, one, we set up the Gmail, and I got, not like that's going to stop us from opening another Gmail. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Gmail's free.
But we've been doing this for so long.
Years. It ain't just been 2 years. We've been probably been doing this for like 5 years. If we actually go back and look at the beginning, in terms of
episodes released, yeah. But yeah, we've been at it way longer than that, because we took like 2 years off.
Yeah.
During a transition. That's actually why we started the new one, and then we started taking it a little more seriously.
Yeah, I think we're taking this a lot more seriously now.
We're actually putting a little bit of effort into this. We're not just taking a notepad and writing shit down 5 minutes before we hit record.
Between bong hits.
Yeah, between bong hits on the back porch, listening to the crickets chirp. Oh, man. That was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I miss those days, but then again, I don't miss those days. So.
Yeah. At least I'm not in the Navy anymore.
Nope. That's how we met each other, was in the Navy.
Almost everyone and every guest we've ever had on the show
has
been either active duty or a vet.
Uh-huh.
When we started this show, were we active duty? Was I active duty? Were you?
I was not. I was retired.
I think I was out too, but I'm not sure.
You were out. Yeah. Yeah. Ray was still in.
Sean was in.
Yeah.
Tina was still Air Force, I think.
Yeah, she was. She was still in. Because remember, when she wanted to be on the show, we had to bring out her pseudonym name, Grim.
Yeah, and that way to blow up her alias.
I think those days are over. Luckily, she doesn't listen to the show.
Very true. And the people that are about to hire her are not listening to the show either.
Oh, she's trying to get a job?
No, she's about almost done with school, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, you say that, but now she's talking about getting a master's.
Of course. Does she have any GI Bill left?
She does, but... I'm doing shit work, and she could be making starting out 90 grand a year.
I just let her keep rolling with the GI Bill as long as it's still there.
So I get to keep breaking my back for another two to five years with a baby
going to school. Well, as long as she's in school, you're getting BAH. That's got to help a little bit.
It doesn't pay the bills in Massachusetts, dude.
Well, I don't live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Taxachusetts.
Don't say out loud. Cancel culture will go after where people are thinking.
I'm afraid to sell precious metals in Massachusetts, dude. I have no idea what the capital gains tax is. I haven't even bothered to look.
All the more reason to come to Virginia for a few days in the summertime.
That might be the time to. I had to plan all sorts of stuff to make that work, because right now it's time to buy silver again. It took a giant dump after that quick little surge.
All right, let's just get to the point. I want you to come to Virginia and hang out, and we go sailing for a day or two.
Why don't you sail your ass up to Boston?
The boat ain't big enough.
That is a long trip. Actually, you could probably do it in less time on the boat than you could in a car, I bet.
No.
Depending on the wind.
No, but the car's faster still.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with the New Jersey and New York traffic?
Yeah.
It would be a lot of work, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a trip, though.
The first boat I bought, I sailed it down from DC to here in Virginia.
It took forever.
Pretty much. I had to abandon, I had to leave the boat in Deltaville because I had to report to my next duty station. it was like 3 days down to Deltaville, and then like a week later, it was like another day down from Deltaville. So, but I had a great time doing it. You know, there was a lot of drinking involved along the way, a lot of camaraderie. So things like that are a lot of fun, long trips like that.
Yeah, I remember a couple of particular nights on your boat.
I can name one. There was.
I guess it was Sean going overboard.
Yep. There was Jack Daniels involved on that trip.
Luckily, neither Sean nor Natalie, Natalie, listen to Natalie. This show.
No.
Geez, that was a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah, we were moored like three or four boats
out. We were four boats out, you know. So it was at Harbor Fest, and you had to cross over a bunch of different boats to get to our boat, so.
And so basically, each boat was tied to another one.
Yeah.
To the pier.
Yeah.
And it was down that way because it was a big race, right?
It was a big festival.
Well, we did a race first, didn't we?
We didn't do a race.
I thought we did. I thought we raced across. I thought we raced across the pier or whatever, and like we came in like butt crack last because we didn't care. But I thought it was technically we joined a race.
No, there was no race. I mean, there's like a parade of boats that you can be part of.
Oh, so I was just drunk enough that I thought we were racing the other boats.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's all good.
That was a long time ago.
That was years ago.
Years ago. That was almost 20 years ago, dude.
You have not been gone for 20 years.
Not gone for 20 years, but I was there for a long time.
That was not 20 years ago. I ain't been retired that long.
No, you're right. It was like maybe 10. Anyway, Derek Chauvin's on trial. It began jury selection. He is the cop accused of ending George Floyd's life.
Okay.
That's all I get. Okay.
I need Ray to chime in here. I go to the bathroom.
Oh my god, dude. Get your prostate checked.
Hey, let's see how much is Catherine on Amazon. We get him the cheap Chinese one. Or we can order her one from Wish.
Oh, what now?
A catheter.
Oh yeah, get him a nasty gross one from Wish. That's yeah. Like yeah, like a Five giant bucks. It's like the size of a pen around.
Oh man.
Oh, they make the little like bag too. It's not even a catheter. It's like a bag that goes over your junk that collects it.
Yeah.
You just like tie it off with a rubber band, you know? Don't wear the rubber band around there too long. You may cause permanent damage.
Yeah. You can pull it out once in a while, pull out Vaseline.
Well, I've been waiting to bust out some of these sound clips, dude. I got a couple funny ones that I actually had the wife voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fat one.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah,
I love it.
That's a fat one.
Fancy, we fancy.
What a bag of dicks.
I've been waiting to use it, but I haven't come up with a good example yet. However, I do like this one a lot. One.
You are fake news.
I'm waiting to use this. I can't come up with something good. You know what I mean? I have, however, managed to, over and over again, almost in a circular motion, I managed to break this one out.
We'll circle back with you directly. I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
It's not hard.
You know how much work it took to make that little sound clip?
I'm sure it was a lot, but I mean, that's turn normal saying, you know. I'm circling back to you.
True, but I'm getting a lot better at doing this. Yeah, so now it's not. Yeah. Well, now it's not taking me 40 minutes to do a 3-second clip. Okay. You know. But anyway, what do you guys? We already did my Piers Morgan storming out thing, right?
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Andrew Cuomo?
Is it on the list?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember how I was gonna get to Cuomo.
We were talking about Pepe Le Pew. Oh no, I'm sorry, not Pepe Le Pew, but
cancel culture.
Now they want to.
Andrew Cuomo is not on the list. How in the hell is that even?
Yeah, there he is. New calls for the resignation by the majority of the U.S. House Democrats in New York. Republicans call for impeachment. Cuomo said this is cancel culture coming for him.
Now he's the victim.
Yeah, well, definitely. He's definitely the victim. Yeah. And he's trying to use the Trump strategy to, like, avoid discipline.
6 women have accused him now.
Well, and the police are involved now. There's been a that's been referred to the actual police department.
Mm. I think that's the problem, though, is that we're treating this like a sexual, like a sexual assault thing, and not murder.
Who do you murder?
That's the
15,000 New York elderly.
Well, that is the issue. Is this is overshadowing the nursing home scandal?
Yes, they're drawing your attention away from his. They gave this man awards for the way he handled it. He wrote a book about the way he handled it.
I think we talked about this last episode.
Yeah, he was the example of this is how we do this crap. And they
got a Grammy.
Yeah, and they say
they haven't taken his Grammy away yet.
No, they took back Milli Vanilli's award, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat.
But Florida, you're a bunch of backwoods rednecks. Texas, you're a bunch of backwoods rednecks. What was that other?
They're Neanderthals.
Yeah, Neanderthal thinking. I'm offended by that because I can actually prove I am more Neanderthal than Elizabeth Warren is an American Indian.
That's not hard.
No, because you are too.
Exactly.
So wasn't Ray. No, she was less American Indian than a Chinese man born in China is. She actually was, though. That's what was mind-boggling. Yeah. It's like, you've been here for how many generations and you've never once mixed with these people?
Yeah. I think they're, I mean, this is an initial
thank God that was your finger, like,
covered
right?
over, but I don't think in the end that I think he's going to get impeached. I think it's the end of his career as a politician.
Is he going to go to prison?
No. That's not what happens to rich politicians. But he will never, ever have a chance to run for president, and that's where he was heading. He was the Democrat superstar of the future.
They asked him to run last time.
Yeah, well, he should have done it. Because his ship has sailed now. The truth is coming out, and there's no covering up so this much bullshit.
Well, if the truth comes out, though, of what actually happened, aren't people going to start putting the pieces together? Realizing, like, hey, wait a minute, maybe a whole bunch of these deaths were these people putting people into nursing homes, and maybe it wasn't really this many people that died. It was this many people were killed. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't shelter in place like the world is ending.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the governor in Michigan is under the same pressure. We're putting people in nursing homes.
Gretchen Whitmer, right?
Yes.
Not Gretchen Wilson.
No, Whitmer.
I got something in here about her, don't I? Maybe I got. I don't know.
Showing her that I suffer depression.
Yeah, hi, man. Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at. Thought I had something in here about.
This is just typical politicians trying to cover their asses, you know?
Here it is.
At a certain point, go ahead.
No, please continue.
at a certain point, you just can't cover your asses enough for the bullshit you're doing. You know, the truth will come out.
Well, according to the New York Post,
by the way,
the oldest publication in the United States, news publication.
I thought that was the New York Times.
No, not the New York Times, the New York Post. Okay. New York Times is the insanely far left, if you don't believe with us, you're a Nazi publication.
They only print the news that's fit to print.
Yeah, okay. They've said that for a while, and well, let's just flip that coin over, and Fox News is fair and balanced, right?
It might have been back in the day. Ain't no more.
But yeah, New York Post is Whitmer's facing charges over the nursing home deaths.
Okay.
As of March 9th, 2021.
That's fairly recent.
Yeah. So we could throw up a smokescreen with Cuomo. How is Whitmer getting? How is Whitmer not being noticed? Are they actually succeeding in hiding these COVID deaths that were inflated by these governors with these terrible decisions? Are they hiding this and trying to make us look the other way and accusing? Shoot, let me put on my conspiracy hat again. Hold on.
All right.
There you go.
Bring out the hat. It looks like sunglasses, not a hat. Can you even hear us now?
Yeah, last time it was a ball cap. But it almost seems like they did all this stuff to get Trump out of office, man.
They did.
Like they let thousands and thousands of people die just to get Trump out of office. New York City alone was 15,000 dead because of this. What about Whitmer? What about all these others? Well, five states did this, I believe, right? What if they honestly sacrificed the elderly to get Trump out of office? Because I'm not hearing a good argument otherwise. And that's what's right there in front of me.
Oh, you won't hear a good argument otherwise.
You look like the Unabomber.
Ow! Ow!
That was what he's going for. Don't encourage him.
Yo, you need to listen to last week's episode now.
He won't.
I know he won't, but I just like I'm trying to look like Ted Kaczynski. That's why I was like, where's my ball cap? Because that was oh, that's perfect.
That was. You proved your point.
But yeah, it's just, it seems it almost seems like they're doing this on purpose, and they kill people on purpose.
They are.
They let people die on purpose.
Was like thriving under President Trump until everybody told him to lock down the economy and hold everybody in place for 3 to 4 months. You know, like where we all had to like stay at home and not do anything and just kill the economy. If this coronavirus would never happen, President Trump would have been reelected. No ifs, ands, or buts, no matter how crazy he was on Twitter.
Absolutely correct. He almost won it anyway. It was, well, the current president of the United States had the largest voter turnout of anyone ever.
For a guy in the basement.
For someone who, can anyone tell me his platform on abortion?
No. And he's continuing it up. I mean, nobody knows what's going on in the White House. You know, he is still he did the 15-minute press conference.
I thought it was
on Thursday night.
Wasn't it like 30 minutes?
No, it was like 15 minutes, and then the talking heads filled in the other 15 minutes.
Yeah, by the way, go ahead.
Was that right? It was 10 minutes? Or 15
no, that's minutes? That's where I was going with this. I was like you predicted this. Like, yes, they're going to give him 10 minutes before they drag him away, going, okay, Joe, you're done.
Yeah.
Man, I should have bet on it.
For anyone who actually does listen to the show, we have this three-way text message thing that we do, that we discuss this and that going on. And Ray's like, oh, I doubt they give him any more than 10 minutes to talk on his own before they take him away, because he's going to say something stupid or go, true or not true or pressure.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. The thing and the place, and forget what the Pentagon is.
He did. He did that in another instance. He forgot what the Pentagon was. He doesn't even know who his own defense secretary is.
The guy that works over there?
Yeah.
That's going to be the new name of the Pentagon over there.
Yeah. Why aren't we popular? We're funny, and we're good, and we talk about what's going on. Come on. No, we're fucking terrible.
We're getting more popular as the time goes on.
True, people, it's a pure backstab, funny.
Well, actually, one week I got like 20 listens on YouTube alone. Now, granted, like no one listened more than an hour, but most of them listened more than 30 minutes. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I don't listen to more than 15 minutes. Like, soon as it started going on and on.
I rarely listen to the show, period, because it's us.
Well, we don't, because we're on the show. We hear it firsthand, yeah. You know? But when some people are too sick to come on the show, I expect them to actually listen to the show secondhand.
I like your cross out, by the way, instead of the highlight. The Google Doc. But anyway, what were we talking about?
The guy over there, Joe Biden. 10 minutes.
The guy over there. Come on, man. The guy with the thing, you know, and
the guy.
There's stuff, you know. Is he gonna go pee again?
I guess so.
You know what a pain in the ass it is? Seriously.
Hey, we need to start asking subscribers to send money so we can buy a catheter.
Yeah. You know what a pain in the butt is to go through this and cut out all this crap when he's like on the toilet?
He should get a cell phone and just take it with him.
Get a Gatorade bottle. Come on.
Get out of this this trucker pistols and stuff.
The hell was that noise?
My baby probably looked.
No, it's something got dropped there. Oh, he's back. Oh. He's got the bladder of a 12-year-old.
Yep.
Anyway, I think we were trying to talk about the Derek Chauvin case.
Okay.
Sorry, that baby music's really distracting.
I know. This is why I put it on mute. Imagine my boy was up and we'd be like running around screaming.
Then watch us get sued by Playtel or. Yeah, go ahead. Take everything we're worth. Literally zero.
Exactly. So, yeah, what's up? Where are you going next?
Well, the Chauvin thing,
Oh, you talked about it already.
No, I was getting ready to... We were starting it, but we never actually went into it.
All right.
There's no confirmed cause of death. And you can say what you want, but there were two medical reports done, one by the family. No actual confirmed cause of death. They're saying that the knee might have been...
Is this the guy that was the Capitol Police... That was killed by pepper spray.
Was that?
Is this the Capitol Police? That's...
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting drunk here.
Yeah, we are too.
Yeah, and actually, the red was not the right color for me to choose. I should have gone with something else. This makes it really hard to read the other stuff, doesn't it?
You chose this color. You started it. I like the stars on the side.
I didn't see there was the stars before. Now I definitely know what we've talked about, but I can't read it anymore. We're going to highlight in yellow
but this,
next time.
But I this think. Is the Capitol Police guy that didn't. That his family said actually died of like a stroke.
Oh, that's right. Not the Chauvin thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's no confirmed cause of death. And people were saying that it was because he was hit with a fire extinguisher. It's like, no, there was no
hit. Oh, right. The fire extinguisher. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said that never happened. I don't know. Just, it seems kind of crazy, man. You know?
It doesn't fit the narrative, so we'll never know the actual truth.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to queue up a sound clip, but it's on YouTube, so I'm going to make sure I don't have a commercial. YouTube, please speak for a couple minutes.
All right.
Or not.
Is there a commercial?
Huh? What's that? I'm getting on a cue something up. Keep talking for a minute so I can get past a commercial or something.
I'm working on it.
That's all right. This was, we'll see if it's too loud. This is something that's brought up a while ago on CNN. Let me know if you can't understand them because I'll adjust the volume and the distance and gain or whatever I need to do.
And again, this is not us saying so, John Hammond. That is a bulletin released to all law enforcement earlier this week that there is, until the end of April, a persistent threat of domestic extremism, domestic terrorism carried out in the ideology and around this belief that the election was fraudulent, that the COVID restrictions are unnecessary. All of those ideologies pushed by Donald Trump. But my question for you is around incitement. We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American.
I've brought this up several times before, especially this individual she's talking about, Amar, how Obama drone strike killed an American citizen without a trial.
Yep.
But she's making the argument right now, and you're going to hear the rest of it. She's making the argument that we should start killing American citizens that she deems terrorists.
And with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. Mitch McConnell was in the Senate then. He was in the Senate after 9/11 too. How does Mitch McConnell, who understands that the way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it, how does he not vote to convict someone that he said on the floor of the Senate incited an insurrection?
I don't know if you how much of that you actually like heard, but she's basically saying we should be able to blow you up. If we don't like what you're doing, because we can just call it insurgents.
Uh-huh.
Well, she was referring directly to what happened in D.C. What happened in D.C. for real? Like
nothing.
Put the numbers on the table for me. What happened?
Nothing.
One person died.
Yeah.
In terms of violence that happened there that day.
And a bunch of people were injured. And a couple of Capitol Police committed suicide. And another one died related to that. Probably a heart attack or a stroke.
And the only person that actually died in that whole situation was an American veteran that said, I don't like what my government's doing.
Yeah.
This goes right back to
and there's still no like real investigation into that death.
That's my
argument. That's why her family is suing the federal government now to get to the bottom of it.
Good transition.
Thank you.
But why? Yeah. Where are the Republicans? Again, this goes back to the Republicans are spineless. They don't do anything.
while the Republicans did not support the latest stimulus bill. Not single one Republican voted for it.
Why aren't they standing up for this woman's family? That she was an American veteran, a military veteran, who was pissed off what her government was doing. Are you kidding me? That's what the left has been doing for the last 70 years, right?
Because it's not politically correct.
Because they're not the left?
Yeah, or the right. When it comes right down to it, is she was pro-Trump. The normal Republican Party is not pro-Trump. So there's going to be no support for her family on the politician side.
I wish she was incredibly white.
Yeah, that too.
I saw a picture of her in like a Jeep or a truck or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I feel bad saying, but she was so white that I couldn't tell where the edge of her was, because I might have just been like the blur of the sun around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just reflected all of the light. I was like, oh my God, she's so white. But that obviously shouldn't have anything to do with anything, right? But she served her piece in the Air Force. We'll make fun of the Air Force for being the Air Force.
You can't make up fun of it too much, It is what it is, The Air Force is just as much of a vital part of the American military establishment as any other branch of the service.
The Air Force should be part of the United States Army.
They were at one point.
They were, and they still should be.
No, they split off to do the other things,
You're making the argument, take the Marines their own branch.
They aren't, because their checks are still signed by the Department of the Navy.
Yeah, what pisses them off is the Air Force is Air Force is their own. The Coast Guard is considered military now.
Well, that's because we're in a time of war.
But Marines aren't.
What the fuck are you talking about? The Marines are totally...
The Marines are the Navy.
No, they're not.
Marines are the Department of the Navy.
Department of the Navy, but they're still their own branch of the military.
What's up with Ray? Where's he been hiding? Did we lose him?
I don't know. Let me work on that.
All right. Well, there he is again. What? What happened?
I look like a still shot.
Very, looks like bad connection shot.
My battery's running low. I forgot to charge my phone.
So yes, you don't have a plug you can plug into it right now?
It's already plugged in. Yeah, so I just, by the way, I love the C-type connections.
What kind of connection?
The C-type connection for charging the phone. The micro C-type.
USB-C?
C-type. I thought you said C-pack. C-type. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's what I thought you said, too.
C-type's not new.
No, I never had it.
It's convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
I will say, though, I like the idea of having a universal type charge type before. I liked it because it was everyone had the same, same way to charge their phone. But then Apple did their own stupid thing.
Are we really going to go down this road? I know it's going to be two against one, but I'm willing to defend my devices.
I could do it more with my phone. That's all I can say.
Whatever.
I don't use half what my phone can do, but...
Can you rotate your video, El Gapo? Oh, we're now on the laptop.
Yeah, that's the terrible picture again.
At least I can talk through here.
All right. That works.
At least you can what here?
Talk through Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we might have to hook you up with a nice stand for your phone. And actually, you know, it's funny. I was looking at a, I was thinking about getting this crazy thing that you plug into the phone through your charger. That's got this little tiny microphone, like the end of a pen. You get like talk to people and it records it. It's like you can go out and do like a poll in person with a little tiny microphone.
Yeah.
You know? I'm still like, well, it was through Wish.
I'm done with Wish. You guys talk about Wish while I'm done.
I get it. Trust me, I get it. But it's wicked cheap. If it lasts 3 months, it's worth it, you know, for the price I got. If I could spend $8 and get 300 interviews out of it, it was worth it. But anyway, that drone strike thing that I just played, right? I'm sure you remember it. And I'm trying to load an article and it won't load. That sucks. It was about Rand Paul back in 2015 asking Obama about drone strike responses. Not Obama, but the press secretary. And he got a hard time. See if it'll load this time. Nope. Got canceled. Cancel culture kicked in. Oh, well. Anyway, we just talked about the Babbitt family.
Yep.
Tell me about this lawsuit they're thinking about and what that means while I go pee. And Ray, you better start talking again, buddy.
We need you.
We do.
Well, I mean, the lawsuit, it depends on where it goes. It may not go anywhere at all, but basically the Babbitt family is suing the federal government to really get to the bottom of what actually happened, which the Capitol Police have really like tried to lock it down and not bring out a lot of facts about what actually happened and how an unarmed citizen of the U.S. actually got shot and killed. What do you think, Ray? You're muted.
Okay. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. I need to be investigation why the guy shot the lady, because if you see the video, he just clearly shot some random person through that door. Yeah, it was a terrifying time. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, they got an investigation for everything else going on except for this. Uh-huh. You know, so... let's not jump into judgment. Yeah, we can, you know, like we can say what we want, but still have to be an investigation. You know, hey, we humans, jump into judgment real quick, but I think it need to be a bipartisan investigation, because if everything right now just feels like going towards everything leaning towards Democrat side, you know, in their favor.
Of course. Because there's a Democrat president in charge right now.
Yeah, so everything is like leaning towards them. So I don't know. And right now, I think the media is running like they're running low on the Trump bump, because they cannot mention him right now. So
they still are, though. They still are mentioning him.
Yeah, but left I said they're going to run low. So they're going to start running, like, you know, like I still be going and getting into Biden, like getting little nibs here and there, questioning him, but it's not completely, you know, like trying to get the truth out. They're just getting whatever the press secretary give them, you know, they're going to circle back to it. They never get to it.
Play it.
It just need to be an investigation about the shooting, like why happened. And I guess it wasn't like the shooter wasn't even part of the police.
No, he wasn't like Capitol Police.
I can.
Yeah. what kind of training did he have? You know, like where he got training?
He was like a security guard for one of the congressmen. Play it.
What are you talking about?
Play it, Jeffrey. Play it.
Well, hold on. What are you talking about, though?
The person that shot Babbitt.
Yeah, he was, yeah, exactly. He wasn't even police, right?
No, he was a security guard for one of the congressmen.
Yeah, why weren't there police there?
There was, but they weren't there, you know? That's why I don't think anything is ever going to come of this actual quote-unquote investigation, because if it really did, they would realize that the guy that shot
the veteran
should not have shot. He should not have pulled the trigger. All right, play the other one.
Which one?
Circle back.
I just did like three times.
We couldn't hear it because Ray and I were talking.
I'll circle back with you directly. I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
I don't know what to think.
You are fake news.
I mean, I don't think anything's ever going to come of this whole situation. We're never going to know the truth because the truth, the government does not want the truth to be known. It's like the Area 51 of 2021.
The truth will set you free.
Not here, it won't.
Yeah, it's not worth quoting Dr. King anymore because his words don't mean shit anymore because we're not looking about judging people by the content of the character. We are actually making it a point of judging them by the color of their skin.
And that's totally anti-Dr. King because that is he was trying to get away from that 100%.
I shouldn't say just by the color of their skin. That's not 100% true. They judge by oppression points.
Same thing.
Nah, not necessarily the same thing. You can have a more oppressed white person. It's just being a white person, it's less difficult to be obvious that you're oppressed. But I mean, all you have to do is start smoking crack and having a whole bunch of babies without someone to take care of them, and you're oppressed. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, well, they won't do this one. It's like, well, why should they? No, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want these kids not taken care of, but why is it my responsibility to take care of your kids that you... You know what I mean? This is my whole I'm against tax thing. That's why I like that idea we talked about a couple weeks ago with Dirty Tranny about taxing the states. I like that a lot because then you let the states make the decision of how to do the taxes versus income. So, you know, like, oh, let's tax the pot smokers. Let's put a 40% tax on marijuana, you know? Let's tax the drinkers. Let's put a 40% tax on alcohol, you know? Instead of the federal government taking a percentage of what I earn. Yeah, sorry. I got excited. You guys heard what was blowing on?
What?
Check, Google it right now. Blue, like the color. Anon, like QAnon. Yeah. By the way, Ray, it's really convenient having a second device right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't have to. I was doing that for a while with the Chrome, because I could like Google shit real quick with it, but not interrupt what I was doing with the show. I'm getting a lot better how to do this, though, more fluidly.
I think pause the video and check this video out for the shooting for the Abbott. The show multiple camera angles. It's only like a couple minutes, but you could clearly see like the police was like they were guarding the door, and somehow they got a call and they move out of the way so the protesters can go through the door, and that's when the security guard shot through the door, you know, without, you can see the videos.
Where can we find it?
I just sent you the link to your messenger.
So can somebody play it live on the show?
It's not, well, you can just see it
wise, I don't know if you can play it or not. It's only 3 minutes long. And actually, this came from the Washington Post.
I don't know if I trust the Washington Post anymore. I've been using them for a long time. I've been using them for a long time as a source. Anyway, do you guys see this thing of a blue one on?
No.
Really? Okay. That's like 2 minutes. I thought you guys were like Googling this thing.
What?
Huh? I don't have an audio thing, but it's this it's this idea that the left is like not conspiring, but there's a whole bunch of common interests that's leading to the excuse to join a communist party almost.
Well, no, okay, that's
not. Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. That's not true at all. BlueAnon is people on the left being convinced that everyone who disagrees with them is a conspiracy theorist.
What happened in was it Las Vegas, Nevada, where everybody resigned from the Democrat Party?
Yeah, because the socialists took over. I got that in here. So there you go. Entire staff of Nevada Democrat Party quits.
Yeah.
The battle between
the communist, the communist guy won.
Yeah.
I
guess all but one person who who ran for office was a socialist that won, and the entire Democrat Party is like, deuces, I'm out. This isn't us anymore. Problem is, the Democrats have accepted anyone who, for way too long, the Democrats have accepted the idea of the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, kill the Republican. But the problem is, now that they've killed the Republican, they have to kill each other.
Yeah.
Now, Obama recalled it a circular firing squad, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't remember that?
I do.
These guys are shooting at each other now. Do you see what happened with that Teen Vogue?
See what?
Teen Vogue. You know Vogue magazine?
Yeah,
like they want to cancel that reporter command because she had something racist about the Chinese people.
The new editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
She said something racist about Chinese people 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she was 17.
Right.
You know what's even better?
Nope.
She was the girlfriend of the reporter covering Joe Biden that caused the I will end you thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Brian?
Nope.
Yeah, we talked about this. When...
You have to remember, we do this show drunk, dude.
I know. We do it drunk.
I mean, the three-hour shows are the worst because I don't remember half of what happened on a three-hour show. Especially with just the two of us, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know. All right, there was a reporter who asked somebody, not the press secretary, but somebody who answered questions for the president, you know, about how somebody who used to cover the presidential campaign was dating someone who worked for the president. And the person who worked for the president, the person answering the question said, I will end you. Threatened them by saying, I'm pretty sure that this is not impartial because you were dating this reporter at the time, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this Teen Vogue person that just got in trouble for this whole Chinese racism was the woman that was, I'm sorry, was the reporter dating that person. I know that means nothing. If I was less drunk, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, like I know what you're saying. Like she was dating the reporter, and it's not correctly for how you get unbiased, you know, news when you're dating somebody who's
the political party.
Well, Team Bo didn't care about the fact that she was dating someone working for the Biden administration while she was a reporter for it. But they cared when she might have said something racist when she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this happened 6 months ago. You didn't care. So that tells you where their morals are. It's like, they don't care if you were obviously involved with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up with this fourth box you got here for the El Guapo? You got sound on one and video on the other or something, or what?
Yeah, like, I got my laptop and my cell phone side to side.
No, I'm saying you got two boxes on the Zoom call.
Yeah, well, he's... I don't know.
I don't know about that.
You logged in on both of them.
Yeah.
All right. Brian's back, at least.
Yeah, back in black.
AC/DC, they don't do music anymore. That sucks.
No.
We were talking about
70 now.
The eldest one. Can't remember his name. Angus Black, I think. Angus Young, maybe. Said a while ago he's not doing it anymore because he'll never hear anything again in his life if he keeps doing concerts, you know?
So, what about these drone strikes on Trump supporters?
We already played the audio clip of that.
Where were you like a few minutes ago? How drunk were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to play the Paul Rand Paul. Oh, that's right. It was one of these stupid. Yeah. Senator Rand Paul ended his quest Thursday to block a vote on the nomination. By the way, Thursday, this is months and months and months ago. 8 years ago, apparently. And his quest Thursday to block a vote on the nomination of John Brennan to the CIA director. After he received an answer from the Obama administration about his question on the drones. Paul's decision to back down cleared the way for the final Senate vote this afternoon. And the chairman confirmed Brennan in a 63-34 vote that crossed party lines. Yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Quote, "It has come to my attention that you have now asked an additional question. Does the president have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil?" I'm going to say that again. Does the president have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil?
No.
The answer to that question is no. This is actually the reason why I attached this to the last part with the audio thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was we had that reporter calling for drone strikes on American citizens that disagrees. Right. Like, apparently what we do is just blow them up.
Yeah. Don't bother to ask them any questions. Just blow them up.
And I can't believe, I thought the Democrats, the liberals, the whatever you want to call them, were supposed to be the ones that are like, don't kill people. Like, what happened here?
Abortion happened.
Weren't the hippies, the liberals, the ones trying to end Vietnam?
Yeah.
So why are they signing up to... Do they not know that they're signing up to blow people up? Are they not paying attention?
No, they're paying attention.
No.
I don't know, man. I got a feeling your average voter has no idea what they're voting for.
What do you want to go next?
Well, I want to bring something up that I didn't bring up with the Chauvin thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I write some things down to have something to bring up that you guys didn't have time to think something up. I say this like you guys fucking read this thing. And
I do.
I know you look at it. I think I got a feeling Ray's looking at it right now.
He ain't looking at it. He doesn't even know where to find it.
Oh, I think this is the first time he's actually had a look at it.
Did he? Is he looking at it?
No, looking at something else.
No, okay. I will fix this problem this week.
I'm ill prepared.
When it shows up on the messenger, click on it, and just have it open throughout the week on your document, whether it's on your phone or on your computer. That's how I do it. Then you add to it. You can subtract to it, you know. At least you have an idea of what we're going to talk about on the show. I mean, you have a good idea of what we're going to talk about because you follow politics very closely.
Yeah, lately it's just a lot of cartoons.
Don't forget, the Pepe Le Pew ain't going nowhere, motherfucker. I refuse to give up on Pepe Le Pew. I don't care if Disney does, I ain't doing it.
It's Dr. Seuss.
Exactly. Not having.
I don't know how to get out of this. This is weird. It's in your
this and red.
Get out of what?
I just sent it to you in the messenger. I know, I'll link to it.
Here, but you covered everything else in red, highlighted everything red.
I know the red was a bad color. I'm sorry. It was supposed to work. I was having
I told you it was a bad color from the get-go.
I was having an issue with the stars.
We're going back to stars, motherfucker.
I'll try yellow, maybe.
All right, try yellow.
Yeah, that's a highlighter.
Well, at least Ray's got it now. He admitted to it.
I know he's been getting it, man. I got two email addresses I'm sending it to.
Good luck with that.
Here we go. These guys, I've never heard of them before, but hotair.com.
Hotair.com.
You ever heard of them?
No.
Neither have I. No. Well, and I got some news from them, so I was like, I'm going to look them up because I don't know.
Is this on the Google Doc?
It is. It's not with Dug Up Their Reputation.
Probably is highlighted in red.
Yeah, I need a whole bunch of red stuff.
I'm going to switch it to yellow for you, see how that works.
But I dug up the reputation of hothead.com, and apparently they're right-based.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they cover, but they have not failed the fact check in 5 years. Oh, my God, what'd you do?
Who, me?
I don't know. I was about to click on something, and it just all turned red.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't do that.
I'm messing with this shit right now.
All right.
But SCOTUS made a decision 8-1.
Yeah.
Students in college can, in fact, sue over a free speech zone that is infringed upon. I'm a little bothered that it took them to say a free speech zone because it's a. Are you going to go pee again?
I didn't see it. I was wasted. He's wasted. Andale.
Oh. He got a cat out of the room. He was trapped.
Sure, let's go with that.
Wait, these free speech zones. Apparently, a whole bunch of students were told they weren't allowed to say what they wanted to say because it was, quote, offensive because someone was offended by it.
Who?
You want me to bring up the actual examples they bring up?
Because I don't want to.
Oh, my God. Okay. The first name in this case is spelled UZUEGBUNAM versus PRECZEWSKI. I don't even want to try to pronounce that. But Justice Clarence Thomas was the one who actually made the statement. Oh my God, I forgot how much reading this was. I forgot how much reading a Supreme Court justice, Supreme Court here, ruling was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought reading it once would be enough for me to like zip through and like, oh, here's what happened.
I think we just circle back to it.
Yeah.
You finally circle back to something?
I'd rather circle back.
Yeah. But apparently, well, it comes down to is now students can sue the school in a free speech zone if they're saying that they can't say whatever the hell they want to say.
Okay.
Because apparently a bunch of people got in trouble for saying that they believe in Trump and they believe, you know, this and that. And they got in a lot of trouble and they got in.
You like, can't believe in Trump. Trump's dead.
If it's a free speech zone,
doesn't matter.
I don't care if you're saying the most offensive thing on the planet.
Right? You can't, I mean, it's not politically correct to say Trump was forever president. Trump's not going to be president in 2024. You can't say that. It's not going to happen.
Hashtag not my president.
Exactly.
That kind of blows my mind, though, that we spent 4 years pretending that Trump wasn't president, and now it's like, oh, it doesn't matter what you think. This is what happened. It's like, really? It's like, I just spent 4 years trying to argue with people saying that this is their president. They told me, no, he wasn't. You know?
Well, he was president.
Well, my problem is they made me spend so much time defending Trump versus,
yeah,
you know, versus critiquing him.
That's the left way, you know. They don't want to like have to defend their position. They just want to have everybody believe in their position.
I don't want to spend my time critiquing a president, saying they're wrong. Because don't get me wrong, Trump was wrong plenty of the time.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't.
But we were spending all our time saying that what these guys said isn't true. What these guys said isn't true. You know?
Yeah.
Don't make me defend the guy if you hate him. How's that?
Exactly.
There's plenty to critique him for. Critique him on what actually happened.
Right. Exactly.
He banned bump stocks.
Yep.
So now
because he conformed to like what he thought he needed to conform to when the mass shootings were going on.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was talking about. That's what happened.
He didn't. But I guarantee the next school shooting that happens under President Biden. Look out and see what happens. Bump starts are going to be the least of your worries.
Well, the bump stock is designed to make sure you don't get a bruise on your shoulder when you shoot a deer with your high-powered rifle from a quarter mile away. You know?
Guard your high-powered rifle carefully under President Biden.
That yellow does look a lot better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Ray will be the ultimate judge.
Yes, much better.
Because you can still read it after the fact.
Yeah.
So we have switched to yellow, motherfuckers!
So Biden's looking to cancel not just the student debt.
Well, originally everybody's trying to push for him to cancel $50,000 in student debt.
Why?
Because it sounds good. Because
that's what's popular right now.
Why?
Because that's what people want.
No, that's not what people want. That's what liberals want.
I don't understand. No, I don't understand how this argument came up that said, oh, just forgive this. Why? No, why is my debt not being forgiven?
Because you don't make irresponsible decisions, bro.
I'm going to call this shit out right now. Here and there.
I already paid for my school.
I've got, after my GI Bill, I love school. I love going to school.
I do too. I racked up
$100,000 in student debt.
That's your fault.
Yes, it is. I'm not looking for anybody to like cancel it out. I don't even look to pay for it anytime soon because I keep like deferring it every year because I don't make enough money to like make payments on it. But it is what it is. It's my debt. I don't expect anybody to do anything about it other than me. I'm not trying to get a public servant position where they'll forgive so much amount of my debt after so many years of being a teacher or anything like that. That ain't me. I mean, I don't know where to go from there.
need to learn how to make an irresponsible decision and let everybody else pay for it, Brian.
I'm sorry, I didn't do
that. That's a new trend.
I'm all about the old trend.
I ran a beer.
I haven't had a beer in a week.
Beer is good.
Yeah.
Is he going to pee again?
I guess so. Brian, you going to pee?
We should really should get him checked for prostate cancer.
Yeah. My wife says he's worse than a pregnant woman.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I'll have a look. Yeah, Biden's looking to not just cancel student debt, but like the taxes on the debt.
Oh. Hey, you know what? If this shit goes through, I'm going to tell my wife to put her name out there, fucking cancel her debt. Why not? Fuck it.
Go to the government. It just pisses me off, man. It's like, why didn't I just borrow a ton of money instead of wasting, or not wasting, but spending a decade of my life in the service? I could have just borrowed money and never paid it back. You know what I mean?
What would be the side effect of this? Like, will people resent people they get the loan loan forgiveness and stuff?
Are those words? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I get tongue twisted. I ask you, what would be the side effect of this going through? Would people get upset with other people that got, you know, the loan forgiven or not? What would be the ultimate consequence if this shit goes through?
It already went through.
No, it hasn't. Well, has to make it through the Senate, right?
No.
What?
No.
It went to a house.
What pisses me off is that the people that didn't ask for, didn't sign up for, didn't want, and didn't benefit from student debt have to pay for it. And now the highest earning 10% of the country is going to have their education and training paid for by the middle 40%. That pisses me off. Yeah. Why should the chemist who went to school, who can't find work, have their debt paid off by the farmer? Then the chemist can go on to make $100,000 a year and she doesn't have to pay back her debt. The farmer had to pay it. That pisses me off. You say yep. I don't think anyone listens to me.
No, we hear you.
Oh,
if you borrow money, it's your damn responsibility to pay it back. Huh?
Ray didn't say he listened. He just said he heard you.
If you borrow the money, it's your responsibility to pay it back, not someone else's.
Uh-huh.
I got into a fight of a friend of mine I've known since I was like 4. Yeah. Actually younger than that. Couple houses up. She got this sweet job going to India to do whatever for like 6 months in this internship weird thing. Not internship, but like an exchange thing.
Mm-hmm.
He took off in the middle of the night and flew back to the United States. Blew her entire budget for 6 months with a credit card. And she was like all proud of herself. It was like, this is why people hate us.
Okay.
Like people like you show up, I was like, and they don't realize that there's people that bleed and work here, you know. Oh, there's a place for everything, but I don't know where I was going. I'm sorry, man. Take us in another direction, someone else, please.
I gotta go. I got other things to do, finish cleaning laundry.
You hear what happened at hold up, before you go. You hear what happened to the Joint Base Andrews?
No, what happened?
Some dude tried to drive a pickup truck through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did not make it through.
Nice.
I just thought I'd bring that up because you know the security at that gate, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's super high because there's a lot of other shit that's going on there.
They did not have to shoot him.
And they didn't.
We're almost done anyway.
Yeah.
Another. I'm sorry, Ray. You out, dude?
Yeah, about to.
All right. Have fun. Thanks for being on again, man. It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
Yeah, well, it makes it a lot easier when you're on because otherwise, every time I have to pee, we got to pause.
You got nobody else to complain to.
Exactly.
His pitch is better than yours, Brian.
Fuck you.
It is.
When you got an iPhone?
No, I'm using my laptop.
Oh. You need to upgrade to A11.
I got a Logitech camera myself.
iPhone 12 is where I'm going next, motherfuckers.
You should catch up with the Samsung. We're on the 20 now.
No doing Samsung.
Yeah, that just doubled though. Went from the 10 to the 20.
I don't know. It's just stupid shit. If the Navy, like the military, what happened to the F-19 and the F-20? How you guys jump into the F-22?
Actually, those numbers mean weird things that we're not supposed to tell anyone about. Anyway. No,
anyways, all right, guys.
All right, later.
Later. Sign out of this.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I have to do three things to get out. There we go. Later, guys.
All right, deuces. Later. Let's talk about Biden's rescue package.
Yeah, I saw.
We kind of talked about it, how he's going to eliminate student debt.
Yeah, the taxes on the debt, too.
He hasn't actually done anything about it. Elizabeth Warren was in her affiliates want to eliminate $50,000 with the student debt. And he's pretty much come out and said that the most he's going to do by like executive order is like $10,000 in debt. And that doesn't even mean it's actually going to happen. This is going to show up in the court system. So.
I don't know, man. Every time I hear about people talking about taxes now, I just picture the old animated Peter Pan. Remember that one? No? Well, anyway, the old animated Peter Pan movie from Disney, and it's like, and the bad guy comes around, the sheriff comes around collecting taxes with like, you know, little bags of gold. I think the average American is too ignorant to how this stuff works to realize that they're funding the very thing that they hate.
Yeah.
And I think that's our own fault because we're letting them. Let me put on my conspiracy hat again. We're sending them to schools to be indoctrinated that this is the way things work. And when you tell them that that's not actually how it actually works, you're the bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is one, oh my God, what is this $2 trillion coronavirus bill?
1.9.
Oh, I'm doing 1.9 trillion. Do you know how much money that is?
Nope.
No. You know why? Because it's impossible to understand that number.
When you boil it down the bill, like 1% actually goes to the people and the rest goes to foreign governments.
And that's the problem. No, exactly. Well, that was the last one that came up. That's gnarly, dude. Oh my God, there's another one. get any on you?
No.
Good for you. Oh my God. What all this money, man? He's like, where did it go? Oh, you should have hit that mute button for that many of them, huh? Where is all this money going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got completely distracted by that, dude. That was totally gnarly. Oh my God.
And I'm recording it. You are not.
Yeah, let me move. Oh, I gotta move my weird little sound thing. Oh, that's right. I don't have to hit stars at that to do this.
We're good.
There we go.
Back.
Yeah, exactly.
After our commercial break.
With no commercials. Portland's on fire again.
Yes,
Antifa, tear gas, yada. Oh, these guys think they're special, man. They think the rules don't apply to them. Like, they get upset and they're allowed to burn a city down. If that's the case, then every time you piss me off, I can punch you in the mouth, right?
Yep.
I'm not allowed to do that. And
interesting thing I just read about Portland. The mayor of Portland is actually asking for like $2 million. He's actually asking more. I don't know how the exact amount is, but he's actually asking for more funding for police.
Didn't they just
come across and said they agree with it?
Didn't they just defund the police?
Yes, they're trying to do that. And the mayor says this is bullshit because we're fucked.
Yeah, well, they took the money away from the police. Then murders went up and all this stuff happened.
Yeah.
These people burned down Portland. There's
been riots happening in Portland for months.
That
nobody actually covers on the media. There's multiple businesses moving out of downtown Portland because they just can't do business anymore.
Well, they attacked the federal courthouse again.
Yeah.
And multiple banks.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's a federal felony. Right, to attack a
You gotta have a federal government that's willing to pursue the process. When President Trump was in office, that might have happened. What do you want to think the odds are that Biden pays any attention to it?
Well, the word's out there.
Okay. Doesn't mean anything.
Well, he's not doing shit with it, but that's the issue. Is anyone willing to go have a look themselves, or just listen to what they're fed? You know, mm-hmm. How many people know that Portland's on fire? How many people know why? Why is Minnesota rioting?
George Floyd.
You know that. How many other people would tell you that?
Not really.
Especially the ones that are voting the way town because of George Floyd. They don't know what happened. They don't know where it happened. They don't know any of the details. They just know their butt hurts. You know? Don't bend over and spread them if you ain't ready for it.
Yep.
Oh, no. They attack the courthouse again. It's gonna be tough to convict this guy of murder. They
the police guy.
Yeah, they added manslaughter to the charge, which at least is a fair argument to be made. I shouldn't say fair. At least there's an argument to be made.
Huh?
There's negligence on. led to the death, but he was trained to do it this way in this video of the training, you know? Yeah. Writing's only going to get worse. Just my opinion. Yeah. Oh. You got anything to add?
Ooh.
You're somewhere else.
No, I don't think that's sad.
Well, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
All right, well. What's this National Guard thing?
Yeah. We can talk about that if you want.
New to me.
The National Guard person in charge, the general in charge of the National Guard, said that the troops in D.C. should not be extended. That's what their current like date is. And the Department of Defense secretary, who is a Biden appointee, said he disagreed with it and he overruled National Guard guy.
You can do that?
Apparently so. He did it.
Huh. Mom? Huh. I thought by definition they didn't have that authority.
I mean, as we go on in government, we're making up authority as we go.
Well, I thought the whole point of the National Guard was supposed to be a military force to keep the government in check.
Oh, I thought it was a military force governed by governors. They're the ones in charge of their own National Guard, each state.
True, but the governors are elected by the people.
Yeah.
That's the idea, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of the National Guard being mobilized on the behalf of the United States of America. I'm pretty sure the whole point of it is that it's separate from the United States of America.
It doesn't seem like it right now.
Huh?
It doesn't seem like it right now.
It doesn't. And you seem very drunk, ready to pass out.
Yes, I am.
All right, I guess that's the end of our show then. Thanks for listening to episode 30. We didn't bring it up early, which I keep wanting to bring it up in the beginning of the damn show. Check out our... well, nothing. We don't have a YouTube. We don't have a nothing. Well,
you have a YouTube.
Kinda. I have a YouTube channel that I publish this on. But send us an email at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com. Tell us what you want us to talk about. If you want to fund us a couple bucks, we'll shout out what you do, I suppose. I don't know if we're into that or not.
Email us. We'll tell you how to get the money to us.
There you go. We'll buy some beer and say, you know, do you got to know these guys?
Yep.
Other than that, we're just going to keep drinking beer and talk about what pisses us off.
Exactly.
Pisses us off. All right. Oh, shoot. I got to move this weird thing out of the way because I had a weird sound block.
All right.
I guess that's the end of our show.
All right. Later.
All right. I'm done recording.
Okay.